Be seated, please. The message.
The message. The message.
We hear that term over and over again in the New Testament. Every once in a while, still, I do stop and ponder those two words. What exactly is the message? Luke, the one we presume to be the author of the Acts of the Apostles, provides a succinct and powerful answer to that recurrent question. God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know, here it comes, the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. When I first approached this time around, and I can hear the regulars here saying, there he goes again, this time around, but it's the best I can do. I don't know what will hit me when we next read this passage next year. But yes, this time around, when I first approached this reading, I edited that excerpt even further, like this. God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who loves God and does what is right is acceptable to God. You know the message God sent, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. So the message is peace. And God preached the message of peace by Jesus Christ. This particular text doesn't say Jesus preached peace, though we know he did. It says God preached by Jesus. I take that to mean that all of Jesus' life, conception, birth, ministry, suffering, death, and resurrection was God's preaching. In essence, Jesus was God's sermon. Maybe that doesn't seem as clear or as significant a distinction to you as it does to me. The whole of Jesus' life is the message. Being a lover of literature, I love that. This message is too great, too profound to be captured within the confines of a book, or even a library of books, which is much more than nature of that book we call the Bible, full as it is of all kinds of literary works. But this is a unique life played out on the stage of this planet on which we all live. Unique, yet in every essential aspect, a life just like ours. In the space of Jesus' 33 years of life, he demonstrated humility, compassion, anger, confrontation, empathy, joy, surprise, and most of all, overwhelming love. The kind of love that does not shrink from telling the truth, however uncomfortable that might prove to be for some people. And all of those emotions and actions and qualities, and all the ones I didn't include in the list but are surely there, add up to an ultimate message of peace. Today, this Easter day, is for us Christians the denouement of the message that was Jesus' life, hence the message of peace. If you could see, it's written with a capital P here. Whatever else resurrection might mean to anyone, it definitely means peace. And that is peace following the events in what we call Holy Week, that saga of arrest, interrogation, suffering, and death. Victory of love over hate, compassion and inclusion over power grabbing and sectarianism, of life over death. Life that is defined by depth and meaning rather than breadth and duration. There is in this message preached by Jesus' life a truth that can end the conflicts raging in the world today, right now. Conflict of nation against nation, party against party, ideology against ideology, individual against individual. That is true even in the face of those self-defined Christians who would sow seeds of division rather than harmony. And maybe every one of us is that kind of Christian occasionally. Maybe I'm being one right now by saying that. How naive can he be? You might be thinking, hey, I think the same thing from time to time. But I do believe it's true. Jesus' own distillation of this victorious life when he was asked on several occasions is, love the Lord your God with all your being and love your neighbor as yourself. We might say that it is his formula for peace. It's right there. And we've never been able to get hold of it, not fully, or we wouldn't be in the shape we're in right now. And we wouldn't be sitting here, standing here, together, gathered in this place. And by we, I mean this whole global family to which we belong. Evidently, or I would guess that, God, who knows all, knows that we have a really hard time getting it. So the divine decision was not to drop a book of instructions from on high, but to enter this world as a human being capable of demonstrating that love in every possible way, that path toward peace. Peace. On Maundy Thursday, we repeated together these last words of Jesus to his disciples before his crucifixion. Peace is my last gift to you. My own peace I now leave with you. Peace which the world cannot give, I give to you. And I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And what are the first words he says to his gathered disciples after his resurrection? Peace be with you. And if I elaborate on that, I might leave myself without anything to say a week from now. I cheated and looked ahead. That's the gospel for next Sunday. May we, by our repetitive remembering of and praying to understand that message, the message, finally help to bring it about in this world, so very much in need of it, peace. May it begin in each of us and spread by God's grace through us to our sisters and brothers and move us all toward realizing again the peace of God that has been made explicit in this celebration of our Lord's resurrection. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.